and we're learning Klal Chav. We had to end the Semen Gimel. I just want to clarify the point that we left off. The Chayyadim says at the end of the Semen that a person, when you're adding, in a scenario, you're adding the cold into hot, which is going to be mutter. If there's a large amount of cold going into the hot, it has to be added in one fell swoop, in one large act of pouring the cold water into the hot water. Because the person does it slowly, the cold water, as it enters in, gets cooked. And the fact that later on it's going to cool off by the addition of more cold water does not seem to be sufficient to be moderate. The Mishnah Berurah raises the question. We find that there is a concept of a time lapse before cooking takes place. So that's where we left off. Now, a few things. In Yeridaya, when it comes to the question of absorption, we know that the concepts of absorption, that the person cooks something of in a Kli Rishon, the flavor gets absorbed into the walls. Puts a food into Kli Rishon, the food item absorbs the flavor which is there. The Ir Kli Rishon works Kli Klipa. Kli Sheni, Pasnali Sheni does not cook. Is it Mavliya? Does it cause it to absorb? So this is actually a big discussion in Yeridaya. And we come out that Kli Sheni, Paratan says Kli Sheni is, even though it's not Mavashal, it's going to cause absorption. How long does it take for absorption? The process of absorption, is absorption parallel to this process of Bishul? So that, there is an Aruch HaShulchan which suggests that maybe absorption takes time, but we assume not like that. We assume that absorption happens immediately. There's some level of absorption, and we don't know exactly how much, so we have to assume that the full amount of absorption takes place immediately. What we're saying right now, that even though that's true, that the full amount of absorption takes place immediately, maybe Bishul happens more slowly. And that we actually see that you put a food on the fire in a Kli Rishon al Eish, it takes time to cook. It doesn't happen immediately. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the Chayyadim is worried about the Bishul taking place immediately. On the other hand, that's the Mishnah Berurah's question on the Chayyadim. Obviously, if it's a very small amount of water, maybe the Bishul takes it picked very quickly. But it leads us to a different question. What exactly is Bishul when it comes to water? Is Bishul just the act of heating water when you cook a food? So there are actual changes taking place in the food through the cooking process. When you cook even a liquid, but you do something like a soup, it changes. There's something which happens through the Bishul process. When you cook water, arguably, nothing really happens. The water is hot, the water cools down, etc. So what exactly is Bishul when it comes to the concept of water? So if we assume that Bishul by water is just the heat, so then the Chayyadim says, listen, it got heated. Yeah, it'll cool off in a minute from now. What does it help me? Your day we discussed the issues of absorption, we discussed the issues of Bishul. Yeah, Bishul takes time, but over here, if the whole Bishul is just the heating, so then it doesn't take time. If it's a small amount of cold and a very large amount of hot, it's going to raise its temperature very, very, very quickly. However, the Shabura seems to understand, beginning of Simeon Shinyut Ches, we discussed Bishul in regards to the water, that the heated water, there are some differences that take place in the water. We know that it kills out bacteria. It might affect the flavor because of the fact that the bacteria are gone. Certain minerals which are suspended in the water, the temperature affects whether they precipitate out or not. So there are changes which take place in the water which are significant enough that it's called Bishul. And that takes time, like any other process of Bishul takes time. But if however you understand the way it comes to water, there's no real concept of Bishul. The whole concept of Bishul is just the heating. As then the Chayyadim would make a lot of sense with that which he's concerned about, the fact that the heating is going to take place immediately. There's another argument against the Chayyadim, that even if it's true, it's not miskayim. It doesn't last. When you cook food, the food remains changed. So that is miskayim. And we know for Shilchus Shabbos, for something to be considered an Issur D'oraisa, it has to be Miskayim, it has to last. If a person has intent to change it, that's a different discussion. But regards to the action itself has to be effective, that it should be able to maintain itself going forward. At least Midoraisa, Midorabanan, maybe not, but Midoraisa, you would need that. So if there is the whole malach is just the heating, and the heating is not going to be maintained, so it's not malach miskayemis. So it wouldn't be higher for that reason. So that's the second argument, arguably against the Chayyadim's approach. As we explore further in regards to cliché, etc., we are going to come back to some of these points. But meanwhile, have a good day.